Matito.
All right, let's get into it. This is a podcast trying to figure out what we're going to podcast about.
All right.
You had to throw in a word like, all right, didn't you? And the way you say it, too, is so unorganic. All right. This nigga sounds like a creep. Can all the listeners out there let this man know he sounds like a creep? Anyway, what we're going to figure out today is what we're going to call the podcast. We're
basically first of all, ain't gonna
introduce myself. How am I going to introduce something? I don't even know the name of the show. That's how bad it is. All right. I'm going to introduce myself. Call me Mr. Glass. What's your name, sir?
Call me the Hammer.
Pause. The biggest pause on road. Okay, so I guess we are Mr. Glass and Mr. Hammer.
Yep.
I actually saw the dopest film yesterday. This is just random. Called Rub the Mob. Have you seen it?
No.
Rub the Mob is about... Should we do film reviews? Nah, that's not what this podcast is about. I'm just letting you know what movie I watched last night. It's not about film reviews. Don't get me twisted. basically, Rub the Mob is about... It's based on a true story, apparently, back in John Gotti days when he was Haranukwe State up.
Released
next language. They didn't know it was Somali until you said it. God damn it. Anywho, it's about this little you. His dad used to get bullied by the mob. The mafia guys, John Gotti and them boys, right?
Yeah.
We them boys when they were out there, right? And tutus. I had to throw that in there. Tutus now. This kid grows up to be a little crackhead in and out of jail, blah, 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 right? And one day, he's going to the John Gotti trial, apparently some ongoing long trial somehow.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, that was on the confession stand. I know my pronunciations. I'm out here. And the confession stand, Butegna, somehow. Excuse the Somali that keeps popping in. So he was on the confession stand and he gets asked, he's basically snitching on John Gotti. This is Sammy the Bull. I don't know if you heard the story. If not, Google it. I ain't got all day. Listen. You never heard of Sammy the Bull that snitched on John Gotti and the whole Gambino family?
Never heard of that.
You don't know about your mafia stories. Anyway, so here it is, yeah? My guy is basically snitching on him, the operations, the day-to-day, it's a hierarchy, who's the boss, who's this, who's that. And he goes, basically, in a lot of different boroughs in New York, somehow, they have different like social clubs. And in these social clubs, they don't have guns. They have gang of money, there's a gang of shit going on. But then, yeah, nobody's got a gun. And this kid is sitting at the back of this courtroom that is like a public, it's open to the public apparently to walk into the courtroom, yeah, right? Like a
public gallery.
I won't call it a gallery, but.
That's what they actually call it though.
Hola?
Yeah.
Shit,
anyone can just walk in and watch the child. Whatever.
Exactly. It's one of them public gallery, whatever you said. Yeah. And basically, this kid hears it and says, this guy's been hating on these guys since they used to bully his dad. His dad used to own a flower shop and he used to slap him around, this and that. So this guy goes, you know what, bun it. I'm going to go get a gun and I'm going to rob these old farts somehow who's sitting on cake in the social club somehow, like little hangout spots. And this guy robs
all of them,
one after the other. So he gets to the point where this old guy, he steals his wallet.
Right.
For those that haven't seen this movie, I suggest you turn this off or fast forward it. Because this is a spoiler alert. Anyway, here it is, yeah? So they take his wallet. When they take his wallet, they find the literally detailed plan of how the mob actually works. Who's who and what's what. Details, names, addresses, everything of the Gambino family. And this kid is like, yo, I can give this to the FBI and the whole, and they will go down. Because that's all they've been trying to prove back in them days is the mafia, somehow, was organized, and they've always got away with saying we family. That's my cousin, that's my uncle, that's my brother, that's my sister-in-law, blah, blah, blah. Somehow that's why they all used to know 30 niggas together, I guess. So basically, a little dope film, Rub the Mob, check it out, it's fresh. We just gave that free plug to the producers and directors of that film. Highlight your boy. I'm send me a blank email. And I'm gonna highlight with my account details. Obviously, I need cheddar for that shout out. Highlight your boy. Anyway, back to the regularly scheduled programming. We're trying to figure out what this podcast is gonna, well, not what it's gonna be about. We know what it's gonna be about, but what to call it. So we're gonna basically brainstorm. You got anything to add to this?
Nah, not even, not yet.
What were you thinking? Nosy Apes, is that what you're pointing to?
Nah.
NA?
NA, yeah.
NA for what? Niggas and assholes. What's NA going to be stood for? Niggas want to know. I apologize for my use of the N-word. That will happen again, though. I don't know.
We'll,
I mean,
we'll definitely find a name for it.
But we're going to keep it all the way funky. Look, we're sitting in the kitchen, staring at the window, huge window. The view ain't all that. It ain't shit. And we're sitting there trying to figure out why I'm with it. You see what I'm saying? Hmm. So we should just absorb the environment and the atmosphere and the moment, and something should all, like, you know, just pop out, and that should be the name.
Bright Light.
Bright Light. Nah. Anyhow you call it bright, it's gotta be catchy. Hey, we're looking for catchy. We're looking for, ooh, you know? Yeah. Mm. If you don't know, then you won't know. Nigga. Wow. I say we do this, right? I say you come up with one, I come up with... No, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to name drop. Drop names. Keep, like, you know, like... Oh, like you said, bright lights. Somehow I might just say lights. Black lights. Tall lights. Let's get away from lights. Bright. And then, like, you know, build it up from there.
Keep on going.
Huh? And keep going until we get to that something that sounds organic, catchy, and fresh. Speaking of fresh... Lilies are us. Nah, pause.
Pause. Trying to go for the Toys R Us, eh?
I don't even know if those are lilies. I just see flowers. Listen.
It's got a difficult one.
Nah, I got one.
Go on.
How about late night conversations? Pause.
Oh, it's pause.
Nah, it just late night conversations.
Like deep voice and everything, but.
But who ain't got, like, you talking like I'm walking around with a non-deep voice, actually.
It kind of do still.
Alright, don't be trying begging on me, because you know how that ends up. Shit. Alright, hit it. This is how we're gonna do it. We're gonna call it good convo. Somehow. No. Good conversations. No, wait. I got one. Good topics and great conversations. Just to keep it long for no reason. It doesn't have to be topics. Good something and great something. You know? Because I've seen some names. I don't want to shout no one out there. But I've seen some names. Like, people just come up with the most random-ish.
Just shout out.
What, their names?
Yeah.
Nah, we're giving them publicity. These guys ain't paying me. Listen. Here it is. We're going to call it... The servicemen.
Hmm.
We're men of service. We provide a service. The service being entertainment. Or we try to anyway. The servicemen. What do you think? Think about it, man. I can come up with a nice little logo for that. Still, I'm out here. Let me see. We're going to log on to the podcast weird, thing, and I'm going to search for it to see if there is one called the servicemen. It sounds what?
That sounds too weird. The servicemen.
The servicemen?
Yeah.
There's one called the champs. I hope, yeah, we might have to bleep that out. That makes it pain. Excuse me, I've been drinking Coke. Look, when you search the serviceman, Barack Obama comes up. Serviceman.
Nah.
Alright, you come up with something.
That's not the one.
The nut fucking around guys.
Nah.
Two guys in a hat. Well, I'm with it.
I ain't got a hat, though.
Two guys and a hat.
Oh, and a hat.
Yeah. Mm. Who said two guys and two hats? This guy here. I can actually pull this off. I don't know why you were hating on my hat. I just copped a bucket hat. I'm out here looking like Schoolboy Q out this bitch.
Not really, but all right.
Nah, so, I look handsome compared to that nigga. Pause. And I'm comparing myself to other niggas. But if I had to, somehow...
Yeah.
Then obviously I'm out here flicking the front of the brim of him. I'm out here. Okay, I look like a little girl. All right, check this.
Two guys in a hat.
Two guys in a hat.
Yeah.
Say what like we're doing there.
That's kind of catchy.
Say what like. Two guys in a hat.
That's kind of catchy still.
All right, cool. Well, let's let's roll with the punches and let's see how it feels. Let's see how we feel about it in 10 minutes time. Two guys and a hat.
You shouldn't wear that hat then.
No, but it doesn't matter what hat I wear. It's not specific.
You should put it on the table.
Why? Is the hat part of the show? Like he's about to have a conversation. No. Okay, how about this? The rule is only one of us get to wear a hat at a time. And it doesn't matter what hat it is. It's not specific. Like, it's not like we have to share this hat. Because yeah. I'm about to give this up anytime. Shoot me out here with this. I just cut this today. I'm fresh out. Today is 21st of June. 2014, this podcast has just begun. The name has just been decided live on air, 10 minutes into the freaking podcast. You see what I'm saying?
Two guys in a hat.
Tune in. We're probably going to do the whole Instagram, website, shebang. Probably by next episode, we're going to have everything up and running. New logo, new look, new everything. New everything. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm getting to some zones.
Next dive.
But yeah, so two guys in a hat. Somehow, yeah?
Yeah.
My name is Mr. Glass. Do you remember your name?
Mr. Hammer.
Obviously. Pause. Right? Mr. Glass, Mr. Hammer. And together we are two guys in a hat. See, if one of us don't show up, that's just one guy in a hat.
Yeah.
The hat is always there.
The hat is always there.
What if the guy with the hat didn't show up? If he didn't show up that day, then it would be one guy.
One guy.
We're going to have to think about this. Now, but jokes aside, what naturally comes to mind as the first topic, I wouldn't even call it a topic, but the first thing that comes to mind is FIFA. No, not FIFA.
World Cup.
It's because I've been playing FIFA today. True story.
Have you been watching it though?
Not really. I'm not going to lie, I've been busy. I've been a very busy man. Not that I'm doing nothing crazy, but I haven't been watching it. But I am kind of keeping up with the scores. England got beaten today.
Yeah.
There you go. So England has been kicked out, right? Give us an update. How much do you know? Have you been watching all the
last match I watched was Holland, I think.
And versus?
I don't even know who they were playing. I think it was Spain. And they must have won
that 5-1. But who were England playing to get kicked the F out of the World Cup? Was it Uruguay?
Uruguay, I think they were playing.
2-1. 2-1. I need to start watching the highlights. You know what I'm going to do? Every time we're going to have a little segment. You can pull it up right now.
I'm going to pull it up.
Because obviously we got Google out here. We got Wi-Fi popping off mad. If you're not connecting, then I feel sorry for you. And basically, we're going to have a little segment every time where we're just going to catch up on the World Cup or any stupid sports out there. What's it looking like?
I didn't even play.
How's this nigga got an app where... Shout out to Apple. iPhone just died. God damn it.
And it was on 20%.
That's weak. Yeah, Apple need to update that ASAP. Highlight your boys still. Anyway, so yeah, that's as much information we can get on it. We could get into what series, just so people can kind of get into our personalities and kind of get into what kind of characters we are. I mean, Mr. Glass is a very, very peculiar, very interesting kind of guy, where Mr. Hammer is a little rough around the edges, but still holds it down. On holding the hammer down. But check this. A series that I'm excited about. I don't know if you got a chance to catch up with it. I did tell you about it.
I haven't watched it, but...
Do you even know what I'm about to say?
Power.
Yeah. Power. Yeah. 50... Anything 50 Cent is a part of. As you can hear in my voice right now, the excitement levels are immaculate. We are almost 14 minutes into the podcast. This is not going to be edited, by the way. So we're just literally going to turn the microphone on, get it in, and post it. Like... Yeah. So Power, we are in season one, the shit just started. Pilot was the first episode. Every episode is always going to start with a
pilot.
Yeah. And the second episode, I can't remember the name of the episode, but it is crazy. I don't want to spoil anything, but I suggest anyone that's listening to this, go check it out. It's on HBO. And for those that don't really care about paying for those services, then I'm sure you can find it somewhere online. Not that we are encouraging that in any way, because we are trying to get paid from HBO one of these days and trying to, you know, HBO highlight your boys, you know? Mr. Glass.
Mr. Hammer.
Together we are two guys in a hat. What? Rats. Anyway.
I know that shit's catchy.
Two guys and a hat. That's what I'm sorry if anybody hears about this, they're going to slap the shit out of us. Listen. All right. So we got into some sports. We got into some series. Is there any other series? Ain't there some weird series about, like,
what's that series? Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Speak on it, because I haven't even seen the shit. I could pull up like a quick, see if I can find a video.
Pull
of
it up, pull it up. Nah,
but how many seasons? How many seasons is it? What season are you at, or how far are you?
Ooh, I think it's the third season, and it was a season finale actually. So I'm gonna stop watching it now.
When it says when you say season finale, does that mean that's it?
That's it.
Or that's it for the season. So they're probably gonna. Is it a popular show?
It is a popular show actually.
How do you know when something's popular? Do you check ratings? What do you do?
Because I've always wondered. And
where? Is there a specific website that you go to and like trust their judgment? Because this could be the show. Guys, for you guys listening out there, this could be the one that you come to and then we can, you know, advise you on what shows to watch, because we've wasted time watching that shit, and then we can tell you how to spend your time better than how we spent ours, I guess. Anyway, or no. You know? Or nah. Too much World Star Hip Hop. Here it is. By the way, they need to cut a check too. All the names I just dropped today, if y'all don't cut a check by next episode, I'm cussing everybody out.
That's it.
Mm. But nothing's coming up. My Wi-Fi is super duper crazy slow. But yeah.
What else is there?
I don't even know. YouTube. There's a couple of... this is going to sound weird, but I watch a couple of niggas on YouTube. Pause. You not what? Niggas in particular, but I just watch a few people. This is the weird thing. Lately, people, this is like a thing that's really happening right now.
Yeah.
People are making a living off YouTube.
With a whole Vine and whatever.
Not Vine. The actual YouTube, you have a channel, they call it vlogging. They walk around with a camera in their face all day long, and they film basically everything they're doing, whether it's something exciting or not, whether they're in the toilet going for a number two, excuse me, or that they're traveling the world. There are people on a daily basis that are uploading video of themselves vlogging. I don't know if that's something we should start doing. If anyone wants to see us vlog, holla. Two guys and a hat, we'll take it there. We will go wherever you want us to go. Holla at your boy. Obviously, just cut a check. Everything starts with you cutting a check. That's all I want to say. And you're going to hear that a lot from me. That's going to be like my catchphrase. Cut a check.
Cut a check.
Yeah. So if you want us like to do a meet and greet, I've seen people do meet and greets. I want that. Cut a check. So if you need us to sponsor something, cut a check. You getting the vibe, right?
It's getting catchy now.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. These people on YouTube, they're living their life. They're doing their thing.
Do you actually watch it?
I wouldn't say I religiously watch it, but every now and again, when I got nothing to do, nothing on the TV, I'm at home, I'm bored out of my mind, I pull up.
Yeah.
Every now and again, there's a couple of faces I watch every now and again just to see where they're at in life. And sometimes it makes me feel like shit. Because these niggas are out there, like, yo, they're caking.
I actually started watching one today, I don't know where.
Alright, confessions. These are my confessions.
Nah, this is the guy from Fuzi Soup.
The Arab guy,
yeah.
Hey, I was just watching one the other day, this guy. Do you know when I stop, like, and this is real talk. If he ever hears this, then he will know how a lot of people feel, because I speak for the people. This nigga made, like, he does these, like, experimental awareness, blah, blah, blah videos. Yeah. He does some prank videos. There's been a lot up, and I'm like, yo, I'm feeling this. This is pretty dope. It's entertaining. It's funny, blah, blah, blah. He's teaming up with other YouTubers, and I'm like, okay, I kind of like this community. These niggas are really going in. One day, I pull up.
Go on.
To my surprise, I don't know if I should mention this or not. Or nah. But here it is. Here it is. Nah, seriously, on a serious note, this nigga has made one. I haven't clicked on it personally.
It's a video.
Where this nigga is wearing...
don't even mention it. I know about it.
This nigga is wearing yoga pants, yo. Yoga pants, really? And the whole video is based on him wearing yoga pants. And there's a part two, because he got so many hits. This nigga said, let me pull up... in a part two. And I saw in his vlog one guy saying, yo, you should do a part three. I said, pause.
Whoa. I said, pause. How are you going to ask a nigga, yo, wear them yoga pants, B, and make a part three of that video and let me watch that? I'm subscribed in a motherfucker. Excuse my language, saw the kids out there. And since I saw that shit, I didn't even click on it, but since then I stopped watching it. And I did kind of see it start vlogging or whatever.
But it did actually had like a fitness channel before he started all this.
Yeah, this nigga was working out or whatever.
Yeah, but
I ain't trying to get into this nigga's life story like that, because this nigga ain't paying us. Cut a check. And I'm going to give you mad promo. Yeah. Anywho, so there's a gang of people. There's even a dude who made, well, I'm sure there's plenty of people who made millions of that shit by now, but there's a dude who made a million of YouTube. I think one of the first guys, some nigga called Ray something. Can't remember his name, Ray Williams or some shit like that.
Look it up.
Square. Yeah, square. Google square ass nigga. That nigga face gonna pop up. First millionaire or something. Google that shit. You'll see him. So anyway, the main focus right now is two guys and a hat.
Two guys and a hat.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna see how far we can actually take this ish. We're gonna see if we can get. Let's see if we can speak to that nigga in the yoga pants. Let's. I need everybody to blow up his Twitter. Tell him holla at two guys and a hat. Somehow, we're obviously gonna do a Twitter and an Instagram with that name.
Obviously.
We're gonna do an email with that name too. So we're gonna holla at that boy. Tell him, hey, listen.
Cut a check.
And then holla at us, and we go interview this guy and really see what his life is really about. See if he's really about that life. And I really want to question this guy, because he's done a lot of great work. So it's a shame that he's doing this shit with the yoga pants.
It was a shame.
Yeah.
And I had to watch it.
You watched that shit?
But it was an accident.
Pause.
I clicked on it by accident.
Pause.
And then when I see the guy's face.
Pause.
I just closed down the whole browser and dashed out the house.
Hey, that's the longest pause ever. In the history of pauses, the pause couldn't get longer than this. Can we have a moment of silence just for the pause? Yo, it is. All right, so you knew what I was talking about the whole time. God damn it. Anywho, we need to catch up with this guy. Yo, FoozyTube, highlight your boys. Two guys in a hat, right? Highlight your boys. And we're going to get into a serious conversation. You know, it ain't even... We're trying to become journalists at this bitch. Nah, not
journalists?
Really. Not really. I ain't trying to become a journalist. I leave that for my youngins. We out here getting cake. That's that rapping me. That's that hip-hop. Nigga, these niggas can catch a 16 if they want to.
I'll drop the quick 16.
These niggas can catch that. Still.
I don't.
Ah, shit. Anytime. I like your boy. No, but seriously. There's YouTube people, and we need to highlight these YouTube people, because I got so many questions. I want to know. There's so many things I want to know. Like, why does this nigga wear yoga pants and thinking this is sweet? You know? I'm sure there's a gang of dudes out there that be into that. I'm not one of them. Pause.
Big pause.
All right. Anyway, let's end that topic. Let that nigga wear what he want to wear. But he should highlight two guys in a hat.
True.
And get this interview right quick. You're going to get this work. The other day, catching up on some hip-hop, I saw the Summer Jam.
Summer Jam?
Summer Jam. Some shit they do in New York. We wouldn't know fuck all about it because we're so far from New York. It's depressing. But where hip-hop started off in New York City, I think it happens every year. I don't know. But it's something called Summer Jam. Yeah. Hot 97 radio station does it. Yeah. That's another plug. Cut a check. Every time we say a name, they got a card check. Hot 97.
Card check.
There you go. What they do every year, is they do this like show, live show. People buy tickets in advance, blah, blah, blah. They shout out some people that are going to be on the bill.
Yeah.
Some people they just surprise them with. Like this year, Fitty came up, obviously, brought the whole G-Unit together. Man. And not only that, this nigga had Fabulous, Nas on stage at one point.
Wow.
But the funny part, and this is the reason why I brought the whole thing up. This nigga here,
yeah.
That's why I love Fitty. Everything Fitty do, that's my G. Yo, Fitty, holla at your boy. Cut a check first, but holla at your boy. I hear this. This nigga had another nigga called Slowbucks.
Slowbucks.
It's a nigga with like a clothing brand called Slowbucks. Apparently it's two guys, one called Slow, another called Bucks. They put it together. So they called Slowbucks. They need to cut a check too. One of them niggas on stage. I don't know if they caught him slipping.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, whatever beef the Fitty has with this guy. this nigga gets jumped on stage in front of like, I don't know how many thousands of people out there. And there's a gang of people on stage too, don't get it twisted. And they take his chain. Now I'm gonna try and pull up the video. It's the funniest shit you'll see. Basically, these guys rob this nigga on stage like it's all good. Like they're still in the hood on the block on the stoop. You see what I'm saying? So
someone's chain is always getting taken on stage. That's always
on stage?
Yeah, on stage.
What stage, nigga, what stages do you go to? Because the ones I go to, no chains get snared.
The videos that I see, when something happens on the stage, someone's always snatching someone's chain and then getting out of the scene.
I hear that. Apparently, this ain't the first time this nigga had something happen on stage. Fitty, every time there's a Summer Jam popping off, now we're just putting up the video. Hold on. That's Fabulous right there. 50's going to come out the side. Watch this. They gripping niggas. You see that?
Ooh.
But did you see how they took his chain?
Yeah.
I think we need to pull up another video. There's another one with a better angle. Watch this. All right, this shit just stopped working. Shout out to the Wi-Fi.
This Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they're putting me in a bad light. Now people going to think, this nigga Wi-Fi shit as hell. Well, fuck y'all. Y'all don't pay my bills around this bitch.
Cut a check.
Cut a check. Hey, yo, Wi-Fi, cut a check. This is the best. They said YouTube is a motherfucker's best view of the nigga getting robbed. Yo, this shit is sad as shit, but when the way they take his chain, quick, fast.
Hold up. Let me hold your phone, man.
Hold it up. Alright, here we go. Alright. They should. We just waiting for it to load. Shout out to the Wi-Fi. Alright, something's happening right now. Alright, this nigga gets gripped up. You see the chains? Ooh. You see something gold glittering? Yeah. And this nigga is trying to distract the crowd and throw water at them. 50's a G like that. Look. Slow motion. Here we go. Not only do they wrestle the nigga, he falls down. Keep an eye on this nigga with the white shirt and his arms. Yeah. You see the chains? These niggas done ripped this nigga's chains off. And then this nigga does a press conference. Where he's talking about he wants to press charges. From what I understand. I didn't even click on the shit. I just saw like the first 10 seconds and I saw this nigga shocked in the back, not saying a word. And apparently they had a lawyer. But it was something about, it was like a state lawyer or some shit.
State lawyer.
Or something like that. It was no normal like criminal defense or whatever lawyer. It was like I don't even know what they call. I can Google it. Google that shit. And tell Google to cut a check while you're Googling that shit. And this nigga basically had the wrong lawyer. Made himself look like a snitch. Talking about, I'm trying to keep it professional. 50 done been suing niggas. I'm pressing charges and suing him. When he should be suing the venue or whatever for lack of security. I don't know, but the funniest shit was when them niggas robbed his chain. Yo, that shit was the funniest shit I've seen in a minute. Yeah. Tough times, man.
Hard times.
Niggas is hungry at this bitch. But anyway, you should be tuning in. We're going to do these on a weekly basis.
Weekly.
So once a week, we'll go get together in my kitchen, man. We're going to grub. Because I think it's always a nice conversation when there's some snacks on the table. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah, no, the table's kind of empty.
Empty. Yeah. I ain't going front. Empty.
Cut a check.
Tell the table to cut a check still. So yeah, just to just to run through what we how far we got today. We basically got the name, two guys in a hat. We need everybody to cut a check. Everybody we named in the podcast. We're gonna be posting these on a weekly basis. We're gonna create the whole Twitter shebang, the Instagram shebang. I don't know if you wanna shout out your shit right now.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold my shit at that part.
He don't wanna shout out his shit right now, but I bet you after the fourth or fifth episode, this nigga be shouting it out when he sees many views we're gonna be getting this shit. So yeah, we signing out, Mr. Glass. Do you have anything you want to add before we wrap up?
Nah, just tune into the next show.
Oh.
Mr. Black Hammer.
Don't add shit to it, nigga. Don't be adding shit to it, nigga. It's Mr. Glass, it's Mr. Hammer, and Mr. we are Hammer, yeah. Two guys and a hat. Holla at your boys. Next week, we're probably going to get... We're going to keep it interesting. Next week, we're going to interview nobody.
No one.
Holla at your boys.
Holla back.